Guys, ready? We are the 1, 2, 3 Soul Losers! You got to join us.
Yeah, when we do that, you got to say, we are the Soul Losers.
We'll do it again. You want to
do it again?
All right, here we go. We are the 1, 2, 3 Soul Losers! All right.
Hey, I am Lunchbox. Welcome back to another episode of the Soul Losers podcast. I know the most about sports. I run the show pretty much. I tell you what's going to be here, there. I give opinions. They're usually right. And that's why I give them, because I know the most about sports, and we got Eddie.
I'm Eddie. I don't know crap about sports, but I like to watch sports, and I like to argue with Lunchbox a lot because he thinks he knows everything about sports, so that's kind of my role in this thing. But we have a guest today.
Hello.
A fill-in for Raymundo.
We have Morgan number two is back. She got rave reviews last week when she filled in for Ray, and so she is back, and she's a... blonde that has...
What'd you call it? Our blonde beauty.
Our blonde beauty that likes sports. She went to Kansas State, and she watches sports with her boyfriend, right? That's basically your knowledge?
Yeah, that's about it.
Oh, and
that's
you, what I got. You played softball?
Played softball, volleyball, and basketball.
Yeah. What position do you play in softball?
Third base, and then center field.
Weren't you a switch hitter, too?
Yeah, I was a slap hitter.
Slap hitter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'd never heard it called that.
Yeah, so you were left-handed?
Well, I'm right-handed, but yeah.
But you hit left-handed.
Yeah, it was kind of the pinch-in hitter when we had a big moment that we needed somebody on base. Yeah.
I got a kid in junior, my five-year-old's baseball class, and he is a lefty. He's never played baseball in his life. He's a lefty, and he grabs the bat with like he's a righty. So the dad's like, I don't know what to do with him. And he's young. He's like, I think he just turned 4, and he has no idea what to do. What would you do? Like, how would you start that? If you wanted to be a good athlete or like a future professional athlete, you want to go lefty, right?
That's what they say. You want him to be a switch hitter, really.
Yeah.
My friend Aaron, who has a son, he teaches him to hit right and left. He's 8 or 9 now, but yes, he started him out young, hitting right and left and throwing right, not throwing left.
Weird.
So weird how that works.
Yeah.
And also, yesterday we talked about Eddie had a problem with his kid and T-ball. And about
parent shaming, pretty much. Yeah.
Well, not parent shaming. I'm not even talking about the parent shaming. I thought about this over the last 24 hours about how you said, I'm a little upset because now they only get 3 pitches, then they have to hit off the tee.
Yeah.
My theory.
From the coach. It's coach pitch.
Right.
So they get 3 pitches from the coach, and then if they miss those, Morgan number two, then they get a chance to hit it off the tee.
Whereas in the spring, they got 5 pitches from the coach, and then if they didn't hit them, they were out.
They're out. Go back to the bench.
Here's my thing. It's the fall. It's a little colder outside. It gets dark earlier, so they're trying to speed up the game. And so that is why, in my head, they are doing that.
Interesting.
Because they don't have as much time to throw 5 balls. 3, let them hit, let's go, because it's getting cold out here, and the nights are, I don't know if you have lights on your field.
We do. But, I mean, it does get cold, and the sun goes down, it gets cold. But that's convenient for the parents and all. But my take yesterday was, just for my kid, he started with a 5 coach pitch, and then you're out, and now he's going kind of backwards in my mind, putting the ball back on the tee.
Well,
So I was just a little upset about
that. That's kind of an insult, saying, like, you're not doing very good.
No. It's not an insult. You guys are seeing it. You're seeing it the wrong way.
But never, ever did we ever do anything, whether in practice or in a game, for convenience of our parents or anything. We were always doing it for our coach. So if he wanted us to get better, he was doing something for himself for us to get better.
But not when you're 5 years old. When you're 5 years old, it's okay to do. Eddie's mad because he thinks his kid is taking a step back.
Yes.
But Eddie is excited because now parents can stand in the field with the kids.
I thought that was cool. I thought that was cool because the kids get distracted. Morgan number two. The kids, I mean, after being out in the field for 10 minutes, they start picking the grass, kicking the dirt, and they're not even paying attention to the game anymore. So you got the parent right next to them be like, hey, yo, junior, heads up, let's go, baseball ready.
That's what 5-year-olds do. And as long as they're having fun, that's okay because it's not serious.
My son starts turning his cap backwards, and that's when you lose him. Like,
that's what I'm laughing at, is that you take that so serious, like you think that's good. I think we should be able to stand on the field, but hitting off the tee is like, oh, how dare they do that to my kid?
The standing on the field is more of a, you get to coach him while the game's in progress. Like, all right,
you
don't
can
wait
coach
for the...
him from the stands,
no,
man.
No, they can't. They hear 20 parents
exactly.
Yelling.
That's why it's the way it's supposed to be. You wanting to be on the field is just so ridiculous to me.
I see. Okay, but going back to this whole tee thing,
yeah.
I do think it's an insult. I mean, my coach, even when I was playing in high school, would bring that out and be like, you're hitting terribly.
Right. Well,
act
no.
like a T-ball again.
No, you know why? Because your swing gets out of whack.
Trying to re-help him, but it kind of means he is going backwards.
No, a 5-year-old doesn't even know what that means.
He had his swing down and everything, and now he's gonna be like, "Ooh, off the tee, great."
Your 5-year-old didn't have their swing down, but I'm just telling you right now, that's what it is. It's fall ball, so it's colder outside, so they're trying to speed up the game. That is the final answer in my head of what's going on. Yeah. Not that they're saying your kid is getting worse. But parents don't need to be on the field. That is ridiculous.
I do appreciate you thinking about what
I
said.
Yes, I think about our podcast.
Thanks,
you know,
man.
And give us your responses. Maybe you guys know, maybe you guys have 5-year-olds or have played this before in the past, T-ball, and this has happened to you. Sore Loser Show on Twitter. And usually we start with a game. And so I have a game for you guys today. It's called Would You Rather.
All right. I love this game.
Yep. Would you rather pee out your nose or poop out your ear?
What the
Ooh,
crap?
Pee out my nose. Pee out my nose. 100%. I'm not going with the other one.
Oh, you are so adamant about peeing out your nose. Why are you so?
Yeah, because it's like sneezing almost. You already got liquid coming out there. If it's pee, what's the difference?
She has a point. I've already put toilet paper on my nose. You know, when I have to blow my nose, I don't see a difference if it's pee. You just lean over the toilet. Ah, you pee and then you just wipe it off with your nose. You're good.
I am pooping out my ears for sure, guys. I am pooping out my ears. Here's my thing. When you pee out your nose, you get some in your mouth maybe, and you can taste it when it comes out of your nose. And it goes out your ears. You don't even have to see it. You just turn your head to the side. It comes out. Boom. You move on.
Yeah. But think about like when you get water in your ear and it hurts and you're kind of like sitting there trying to get it out. I feel like that's kind of what pooping out your ear would feel like.
I'm okay with that, though. I'm okay with going, and struggling to get one out. The pee out the nose is just so, it's sort of like sometimes you get snot and you can taste it. And then you can always smell. Like, you're always going to smell that urine smell.
Well, first off, it's not possible to pee out your nose. So let's just rule out the fact that there's a chance to taste it while you're peeing. You know what I mean? Like, if you're going to go with a hypothetical.
No. The hypothetical is your nose is still used for the function, but you also pee out of it.
So that means you can actually pee out of your mouth as well.
No.
Because your nose and your throat is connected.
Now you're starting to get scientific. I don't even know what you're doing.
I'm sticking with pee out my nose.
You're sticking with pee out your nose.
Me too, pee out my nose.
I am pooping out my ear. Hey, you have to put a poll. You have to put a poll on the Twitter because I want to know. I just feel like pooping out your nose is so much more, or out your ear is so much more convenient.
I have some real-time interactive stuff right now. My wife just texted me,
okay,
and she's at the store because my little one needs baseball cleats. She says they're out of baseball cleats. There's only soccer cleats. Is that okay for baseball?
He's 5.
Nah, man. Yeah. I say there's difference. Grass and dirt.
I think as long as you have cleats, you're fine.
He's 5 years old.
I really don't think they're going to matter that much at this point.
It's not like he's blazing trails, dude. He's not stealing bases. And I mean, he is going to barely jog and kind of trip over his feet no matter what. So the cleats don't matter. You could get him basketball shoes.
Jordans?
Well, don't do that because then he'd probably fall.
Right.
When he's running.
You'll slip.
Yeah. Guys. But any cleats of any kind.
Cleats on the basketball court either.
Right. So, I was just being sarcastic.
Oh, okay. I thought you were serious.
I'm saying it doesn't make a difference on that.
Thanks,
so
man.
Speaking of, you want to do live interaction? I got one from Twitter. And this guy said, should I keep Kirk Cousins in my starting fantasy lineup or start Ryan Fitzpatrick after last week's performance?
Okay.
All right.
That's a great question.
Great question. Go ahead.
You want me to go first?
Yeah, I want to hear your opinion.
I started the season saying that Kirk Cousins is going to have a hell of a year. His connection with Adam Thielen is going to be the connection of the year. I'm going to go with what Lunchbox also says. It's week one. Don't freak out. Yes, keep Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins is going to be a top 5 quarterback at the end of the year. Yes.
It's easy. You keep Kirk Cousins in the lineup. Why? History. Look at Ryan Fitzpatrick in the past.
Sure.
He's had every quarterback in fantasy has these games where they throw 4 touchdowns and you're like, oh, it's amazing. If he does it through 3 weeks in a row, then you start thinking about Ryan Fitzpatrick. But Kirk Cousins is the more established quarterback. He has done more, proven it over a longer period. So you trust Kirk Cousins is going to do it for longer.
That means that he has Fitzpatrick in the bench, right? I mean, So let's change the situation up. Do you pick up Fitzpatrick now after seeing him after week one?
If you want, like I said, I assume you already have a good quarterback in after the draft, and Fitzpatrick is a backup for a reason in the NFL. He can win games, but he also has those terrible games where he throws four interceptions and he looks lost out there, which all quarterbacks do. But I just think that Kirk Cousins is more of a starting quarterback, and I don't know who they, because, and I don't like the Buccaneers matchup this week. They play the Eagles and at Tampa Bay, but the Eagles have had 10 days to prepare for them because they played opening night Thursday night, so they have 10 days to prepare. The Vikings are going to Green Bay to play the Packers, and I like that matchup better. So that's my opinion.
All right. Morgan, number two. Are you playing fantasy at all this year?
No, I didn't join fantasy. I did it when I worked at Buffalo a lot, and that was
over at B-Dubs.
Yeah. but I'm going to go Fitzpatrick just because from what you guys are talking about, he seems like a steady pick in the long run. So that's just what I'm going to go with.
She has no idea.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Yeah. Hey, but Fitzpatrick, he did go to Harvard. That's pretty impressive. He's
a
smart dude.
I'm just choosing the opposite one.
Yeah. I see what you're doing there.
Also, speaking of fantasy, people that drafted Le'Veon Bell, I mean, it is bad news. Dude, Tuesday was up in the club in Miami. This dude is not coming back for a while. You're right. He's hitting the club. He's like, I ain't coming back. Look at me.
No, not working out. He's not in the gym. He's not doing reps. He's partying it up.
He was at Rockwell in South Beach, kicking back at the DJ booth, taking pics with club goers, and he was there until the wee hours of Tuesday morning. I loved it.
It's probably because he's stressed out, though, Coach. I mean,
he's got to blow off some steam or what?
Yeah, man. He's probably like, you know what? I got to get out of this conference room. I've been thinking too much about money. Let me go party.
Yeah, and the Steelers removed him from their depth chart.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, this is getting so petty and just, it's getting bad. I feel like it's getting dirty.
Is this good for the NFL, though, to send that message or NFL teams to send the message to say, like, hey, you know, nobody is worth a crap load of money. No, you can. You're always replaceable. Drop your ego. Like, is that message being sent out by the NFL right now, you think, with this?
I don't know. I guess I don't really understand what you mean. The NFL can't control someone's
ego. I guess I mean teams. Like, just teams by this example of, yo, Le'Veon, like, we can do this without you.
Because they offered him 14 point something million. So they're saying they want him, but they're only going to pay him 14 something point whatever million for 1 year. That's it. They say, that's what we have to offer you. We don't want to pay you more than that. And it's his belief that he's worth more and he doesn't want to risk injury. But it's a little bit of ego. He feels like he should get paid. And I think the problem comes into, because I feel like he promised his offensive linemen, hey guys, don't worry. I'm just holding out for training camp. I'll be there Wednesday before game one.
So now he's being dishonest.
So that's what I'm saying is when he didn't report last Wednesday, the players got upset. The offensive linemen like, oh, that's not cool. Like, you say something, you need to be here. Just say you're not reporting to week 10 then. Quit hiding behind your agent. And then when they tied, I believe Le'Veon Bell went on one of the Instagram accounts and put the emoji of a tie. Ooh, like that's dirty. Like he's taking little shots. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like the locker room, like as a coworker, if someone's doing that to you, there's nothing but animosity building up.
Yeah, that's bad. Like, that's not a good situation to be in, especially on a team that you're trying to all work together and get to the same goal. It just sounds like they're just going to ultimately end up hating each other are on the back on the field together.
Coach, I've always said, though, I mean, pro sports, it's about money. Like, it's about their career. It's not, I mean, you argue with me that it's about winning and they all care about being a team. Yes, they're all born athletes. They all played in high school and college where it was a competition. Now it's your money. It's your retirement. It's your kids' schools. It's what, it's your mansion. It's your Bentley. Like, it's all that now. It's no longer about your teammates, I don't think. And I think Le'Veon here is being selfish, which he should be, because it is about money, and he should get the amount of money he feels like he deserves.
There's no I in team. All these players, if they're honest about it, if they say, oh, I'm just in it to win a championship, then be in it to win a championship. I understand you're in it to take care of your family at the same time. You have to. If you look at Tom Brady, he takes less money because he wants to win championships. Tim Duncan for the Spurs never took max money because he wanted to keep a good nucleus around him to have the good players. It takes some sacrifice when it comes to money. Because when you look at Tim Duncan, he made $200 million, I'm just throwing that off the top of my head, in his career. What's the difference between $200 million and $250 million when you have $200 million? Does it really make that big of a difference?
I don't know. I've never seen money at that level. So I assume it is. I mean, if you break it down to your money, your level of money right now, yeah, you would know a difference between $100 and $1,000.
Right.
So but I think it does.
But when you're at $200 million to $250 million, I don't think there's that much. Your lifestyle, I mean,
it just depends. See, because you got to think.
You can't spend all that.
Well, you got to think when you have that much money, you're buying a lot more, investing a lot more. Who knows what I don't know what these guys are doing with their money, but I'm assuming they're doing big things with their money.
A lot of them do. Blow their money. Yes. They blow their money because you hear it all the time. They go bankrupt. They invest in these bad things. They have gambling problems, things like that. But like David West, who played in the NBA for so many years, he was an Indiana Pacer. He opted out of, I believe, a $15 million deal and signed a league minimum, like $2 million or veteran minimum with the Spurs for 1 year. Why? Because he wanted to win a championship. And that's what I mean. There are certain people that it's about the money. But once you have that money, it should be about winning too.
I feel like the ones that are going after all of that money always end up in the worst situations because they lose focus of who got them there. Like, they're focused on the money, but how did they even get to that point of being able to have all that money? Yeah, they were athletic on their own, but they couldn't have been a part of a team and become who they were without that team. So then it does become about the money, and I think it destroys athletes. Later on down the line. I mean, you see a lot of them. The reason I know a lot of names of athletes is because they're in the news, because they're blowing their money or they're doing something wrong because they forgot who they are and what they stand for.
I feel like the superstar status is what kind of ruins these players. Like, not so much what they do on the field, but what they are outside and they're... Like when the team puts out their top four players or the posters outside the stadium, it's, you know, Roethlisberger, it's Antonio Brown. It's not, you know, Pouncey or whatever. It's these superstars that they've made out of their teams. And I think once that happens, you've separated these people from the rest of your team.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like that's kind of what changes a player.
Right. Getting the spotlight, it can change some players, but also at the same time, it doesn't have to. They don't just because you're in the spotlight doesn't mean you have to change. You choose how you want to act. And offensive linemen, they know they're not going to be the stars when they sign up to play football. They're not going to be on the cover of the magazine getting all the press saying, "Hey, we helped them win a Super Bowl." It's going to be given to the quarterback. Or the blame is going to be on the quarterback.
Sure.
Which it's not always the case. The defense, and so I just think Le'Veon Bell is going down a bad path. I think it's going to be friction when he goes back to that locker room because he has to go back unless they trade him by week 10 or he's in the same situation next year.
Yeah, it'd be a cool fly on the wall to be in that locker room.
It would be so awesome to hear them air that out and or to be on a text chain with them to see what they're saying to each other back and forth. Like, idiot, get out of the club and get back here. Dude, I just popped another bottle. No way.
Come join us. We're still here. We're going to be here all night. Let's go. Yeah. Boom, 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 boom. I'll get your Uber.
Boom, 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 boom.
There's an Uber outside your house picking you up. Boom.
Wheels up. Fly private. Jump down there for a couple. Awesome. Now, let's talk. I want to talk about this dude. This guy went out to a bar. And he met Nicole.
Is this a joke?
No. This is a news story.
Okay.
He went out and met Nicole. Gave her a ride home. Nicole gives him the number.
Just a random girl, Nicole.
Yeah. Gives him the number. And he says, "Hey, I'll call you tomorrow." His name's Carlos. Carlos and Nicole. Carlos texts Nicole.
Yeah.
"Hey, had a great time last night. Glad you got home safely. I'd love to meet up for dinner or something." Got a response. "Sorry, this isn't Nicole. I think you got the wrong number."
Damn.
Okay. So Carlos.
That's cold.
Carlos feels bad. He's like, "Oh, no. I don't want to think this girl make me think I'm rude. Like, I just blew her off." So he went to
Carlos.
They go to the same college.
Carlos.
He went to the university directory and found every Nicole in the directory.
Oh, Carlos, Carlitos, come on.
There are 246 Nicoles.
No! What did he do?
He emailed every single Nicole.
My God.
And he said,
Red flag, red flag, red flag. Oh,
poor Carlos.
He said, we met at the campus bar and we talked and struck a pretty interesting conversation.
No.
I think you gave me the wrong number on accident. And no. I just wanted
No, she didn't, Carlos. She didn't.
Oh, I wanted to text you and let you know I'm not rude. If this doesn't fit your description, ignore this. And if you don't want, if you are the one and just don't want to talk to me, that's okay as well. I just didn't want to come off as a jerk.
Dang it.
I mean,
this hurts my heart.
Props for really going the extra mile to make it known that he is not a bad guy. But man, you are just setting yourself up to get turned down again.
Morgan number two. I want you to represent all the women right now.
No, you're the Nicoles. Hey, Nicole.
You're Nicole right now.
Yeah.
Did you do that on purpose? Did you give him the wrong number? Did you give my poor friend Carlitos the wrong number at the bar?
Yes. If you get a wrong number text, it was on purpose. Honestly, I'm at the point in my life where I'd be like, look, buddy, I'm just not going for this.
But
I'm
in college, you gave the wrong number. Yes. Absolutely.
How many times have you done that?
Oh, man. Maybe 10 times. Most of the time, I was ballsy enough to be like, sorry, I can't do this. But there was the times that I felt uncomfortable enough that I couldn't say no, and I just put in a number, and he got sent off to something
else.
See,
and that's a rookie mistake. For all the guys out there, don't ever, like when you say, oh, we should exchange numbers, and she goes, yeah, let me give you my number.
Text.
No. Yes, you take her. You take her phone and you text yourself from her phone so you have the number. That way you're not getting screwed over by these girls that say, oh, let me give you a fake number. No, you take control of the situation. Say, here, let me get that phone. Boom, boom, boom. Text yourself from that phone. Boom. You aren't left out in the cold.
Morgan, number two, what kind of things do you see in like a person that makes you think, I'm going to give them a fake number?
I guess it's just like their straight up personality at the beginning. If I'm just not into it, or if they're just a little too pushy onto me, then
Over aggressive.
Yeah, like if I'm digging it, I'm gonna be digging it, and I'm gonna talk to you and hang out with you. But if I'm already kind of pulling away, probably not a good idea that I want your number. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's really the biggest way that happens. There's been times where I gave it and I was like, I shouldn't have, but then I'll just text him like later and I'll be like, sorry, like I have a boyfriend. I shouldn't have done that. Even though I don't. That's
right.
Just my
way out
of it.
Right, so you just lie to him instead of just being straight up and being like, look, I was a little drunk last night. I don't think I'm really that interested.
Yeah.
Lunchbox, did Carlitos ever get a hold of Nicole?
No, but the good news is a lot of the women have come together as friends and they're going to have a meetup night and they're going to try to help Carlito find his girl.
That's what I'm talking about,
dude. They're going to have a meeting like this weekend at a bar. They're all going to get together. There's like 40 of them that are going to get together and try to help Carlos find his girl.
That is awesome.
That is cool.
And one girl's quote said, this is a huge red flag. I'd be horrified if this is how it played out. And I got that email. I'd be like, okay, a little crazy.
It is a red flag. So guys, don't do that. But also girls, if you're not into a guy, just say you're not into him.
Yeah. Just.
So it's a word of warning for both.
But I feel like Carlitos really felt in his heart that she was the one.
No,
and
they had
destroying fate. Like, and I truly believe in Carlitos' heart that it was fate. They met at a bar, and she was going to be the one.
Yeah, but if it's fate, you ain't emailing 220 Carlos to find out.
He's trying to force fate. I mean, he's trying to, like, make it happen.
Yeah.
I admire that, Lunch.
And he is. He's going for it. Yeah. But he looks so desperate.
He does.
He said he is a first-year student at the college, at the university. So it shows that he is a freshman and immature and doesn't know how to handle girls. But I just want to encourage girls out there, please, please. The awkwardness of saying no lasts for 2 seconds.
Yes.
The awkwardness of giving the number, the fake number, it's more hurtful for the guy to the next day think, oh man, I had such a good night. I met a girl and think, oh, I'm going to ask her to dinner and text you the next day and it be the wrong number. That lasts for 24 hours. That hurts. So the 2 second rejection at the bar or at the library or at the basketball game, football game, tailgate, wherever you're at, the frat party, you know, doing keg stands, just say no. Don't lead them on with the fake number. That hurts.
It's a great PSA and a great story, dude. Thanks for bringing that up.
That was
funny.
I read that.
That's
and
funny.
I just laughed so hard at Carlos. I thought about that for hours, just going, Carlos is sitting there checking. Oh, did she email back? I mean, he probably got 246 replies. Not me.
Well, the one out of all of them, the one that didn't respond is probably the Nicole.
Exactly, is the absolutely Nicole. Mm-hmm. Or it could have been a fake name.
Oh my gosh.
I didn't even think about
she's
that.
She's probably not even Nicole.
Yeah. She's probably not even Nicole.
Dang it.
Awful.
Hey, Coach, do you have any picks for the Eliminator this week? Are you thinking of anything?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I got a couple games. If you were good enough, smart enough to move on and not listen to the Saints last week when I got on here and I was like, the Saints are the pick. I've been locked on them for 3 weeks and I'm not changing. Well, lucky for me, I changed to the Baltimore Ravens.
Do you want to say I'm sorry for saying that? You want to take that back?
No, I don't want to take it back because I have the right to change my mind before kickoff. And I changed my mind before kickoff. And that's what I did. One game I'm looking at with a magnifying glass that I really like is Minnesota going to Green Bay. I want to know the status of Aaron Rodgers. If Aaron Rodgers is out, you are putting all your horses on the Minnesota bandwagon, and you are that's the game to pick. Absolutely. The other one I really like is Buffalo. I like the San Diego Los Angeles Chargers. I hate that.
I know. You'll get it.
It's so hard.
Because Morgan number two, they're not in San Diego anymore.
They moved up to Los
they
Angeles.
They were forever.
Yeah. I can't keep track of all these teams.
They just get sold.
Moving.
They get moved. They're working on the stadium in Vegas for the Raiders, who are in Oakland right now, but they will be in Vegas.
Which is amazing to me that the Raiders fans still show up in Oakland, even though their team abandoned them and are moving to Las Vegas. They were there dressed in all black and the shoulder pads and spikes.
I wonder if that guy, you know, the dude with the OG, I wonder if he's going to move to Vegas.
He has to.
Right?
That is his whole life.
It is. He's at every game, every home game he's there, maybe even road games.
Also, when that guy leaves the house, his kids are like, that's my dad. Or they're like, that's my dad.
No, that's my dad. I mean, that's part of their, I bet that's part of their house. Like, that's part of who they are. You know, people are all like, we're the Garcias. Like, we're the Hortons. That's us, the family. Whatever his last name is, they probably leave the house all with shoulder pads. We are the Smiths, you know, for sure.
I look at that on TV and I am so embarrassed. I understand being...
Dude, he's been doing that for years.
Well, there's
years.
A lot of them that face paint and everything.
No, I'm talking about the one dude who has the stripe ones on his face, silver stripes on his face, or sometimes they're black, but I know it's the same guy, unless it's just some other dude that looks just like him.
I think it's a lot of guys that do that in Oakland. I think they have the best fans. I will.
They really do.
They are crazy.
They're slamming the side of the stadium. They're slamming everything. They're so loud, Morgan number two.
Morgan number two, your boyfriend... Let's say you guys get married or you're just dating and it's he's a Green Bay Packer fan.
Mm-hmm. Huge.
What if he wants to paint his face
and
go to a game? What do you think of that as a grown adult?
Go for it. If he's passionate about that and that's what he loves, go after
it. Yeah, what's the problem, Lunchbox? That's great.
You'll let him paint. I don't understand how you can be comfortable at the game.
With
shoulder pads or people wearing helmets or at the Bears game the other day, there was all those people with their cheese heads on. I like sports. I love my teams, but I'm not dressing up in a full bear costume to go watch the Chicago Bears. It just doesn't make sense to me. I want to enjoy the game. Or people that wear an actual helmet. You can't even see through the face mask. am I missing something?
I like it. I love that people get into it. I think it's so cool. I wouldn't do it. I mean, the most I'd wear is a t-shirt. I'd probably paint my face if someone wanted to do it right before the game, maybe at a tailgate. Yeah, screw it. Paint my face. Let's go. But no, the shoulder pads, that's hardcore.
Like, I love the kids in college that paint their chests and they, you know, go Penn State or go Buckeyes or Roll Tide, War Eagle, things like that. I like that. I think that is fun. You know what's awkward?
Pro sports?
No.
What?
It's awkward when they have a group of guys and there's one girl in the middle with the paint. Like. Oh.
Yeah, and she's wearing like a sports bra or something.
Yes.
It's like half body, half paint. Yeah,
like,
it's always
like
really
that.
Weird.
Like it catches. It's like,
why is it? Is it the girl or is it just the?
It's just weird because you got the
sports bra.
It throws the whole dynamic off of the visual. Like it's like she's half covered, and the letter has to be smaller because it doesn't fit because the sports bra. So you have a little.
So would it work if they were all girls?
Yeah, I mean, you're not throwing off the whole aesthetic of the
That's
view.
What I'm saying.
You're a graphics person, so that's kind of what you look for.
It gives me OCD when I see it. I'm like, out of place.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what I mean. It just doesn't fit. It throws it all off. And
interesting.
I look at that. What about Eddie?
Well, can I ask you a question real quick? Yeah. Something that maybe you have the answer for. But so wherever the Oakland Raiders play, so do the Athletics, the Oakland Athletics, the baseball team. So they're both in season now, so they both share the field. And for the football games, they leave the dirt, the baseball diamond. And I think it's so stupid that they don't have enough money to cover it up with fake grass, because there were some field goals missed on Monday because of that, because you're kicking off a dirt. Why don't they change that? Is it just because they've been doing it forever, or?
Well, the grass would have to. You
can't just go and call like ABC Pest and Lawn and just like they come and they put like little just squares of grass and cover it for the night.
Well, you could, but it's not going to be grown in. Like you need
can't super glue it or anything.
No, and there'd be holes and seams. You have to like they may plant it at the beginning of the week and grow it, but the A's may have played there 2 days before. And you don't have time to grow the grass on that dirt in that time. And then you'd have to go and rip it up, and you would have to dig the roots out of the dirt in time for the next A's home game. So that's why it doesn't happen.
I just feel like in some arenas, I mean, there's hockey going on while basketball's going on. They cover it up. They cover the
totally
boards.
Different.
I feel like they could do something. They've been doing this since I was a kid, man. I remember Bo Jackson running on the dirt. You know, so like I look at it still. I'm just like, guys, why don't you do something about this? It's so weird. And the poor kicker, man, they're almost falling every time they kick the ball.
That's why, though. You can't do it.
All right.
They have experts, turf management experts. It just can't be done.
I know. We can put a man on the moon, but we can't put grass on the dirt whenever they're playing a football game instead of a baseball game.
Sorry, man. That just can't happen.
It's weird, dude.
The weirdest things in life, they cannot be done.
I know.
Like, isn't that weird? Like, those are the weirdest. There are weird things that can't be done in life.
Like, there's some guy like, can't do it. It's above my pay grade. Can't do it. All right, Bob, thanks.
No, it cannot be done. That's weird.
So every visiting team comes in, they're like, is there any way we put grass on it? No, Bob, our field management guy, he says, can't do it.
Well, it's only for about 3 weeks until the baseball season's right? over, and then they put the grass down. Unless the A's make the playoffs, which they're in position right now to play. They're going to play in the wild card. They're going to play the Yankees in a one-game playoff, and so it could be a little bit longer. But, yes, that's why.
All right.
I'm crazy.
The field turf guy could call in. Sore losers.
No, yeah. Hey, Bob, if you're listening, call in Sore Losers.
Do you have a team picked
I
out?
Do.
Who do you have?
I have a couple I'm looking at.
Let's talk about the games you're looking at, the Eliminator. In the Eliminator, if you're just tuning in, this is the Sore Losers podcast. You stumbled upon us. We talk sports. We think we know it. I know a lot. Eddie knows nothing. Morgan, number two, is just guest hosting.
And I have made it further than Lunchbox before in the Eliminator.
On these Eliminators, what you do is you're just trying to pick one team to win every single week in the NFL. Not against the point spread, just straight up win. And you can only use the team once a season. I had a problem in one of my survivor pools that I'm in, the Eliminator suicide pools. People that pick Pittsburgh, they moved on. And I am so annoyed by that because Pittsburgh didn't win. And you are supposed to pick a winner.
I apologize for that.
So, Forrest, shout out. You loser. You should be out. Out. Bye.
Forrest is in our league, in our Eliminator league. Morgan, too, did you get in on it?
No. Oh, great. I made my first pick, though. That was Green Bay.
She picked Green Bay. But, yeah, Forrest, you are a loser. Pittsburgh did not win. You should be out.
All right.
What games are you looking at?
I never do this, and I know that this could be the week I'm out because this is the week that I may do it.
Okay.
I hate picking the Cowboys in the Eliminator. I do.
That's your team.
That's my team, and they suck, and every time I pick them, like, I just feel like I'm jinxing myself, and I'm setting myself up for a heartbreak, but they are playing the Giants.
At home. See?
The Giants are terrible. I called it. They're terrible. Whoa. I feel like the Cowboys can hold them. I think there are a few things that the Cowboys needed to fix in their offense. I feel like they're working on it right now as I'm talking. They may be able to pull this game off, and I feel like this may be the only week I'll want to pick the Cowboys. So I might pick the Cowboys. Another game I'm looking at is Chargers-Bills.
Let me tell you one thing. One thing I've learned about gambling.
Never pick the team.
Never gamble on your favorite teams.
I get it.
It is because it's a double whammy if it doesn't work out.
Double heartbreak.
I mean,
I had a friend over for the Cowboy Panthers game, and he was like, I didn't know Eddie got so into the game. Like, I was really in a bad mood, and he told my wife, he's like, I think I'm going to go because Eddie's just not well right now.
Oh, you got the Cowboys Titans later this season. You could bet on that one.
I did look at the Titans game, Texas Titans. Do you see that one? What do you think about that one?
I love the Texans in that game.
I do too.
I don't see the Texans going 0-2. I think I don't know if the Titans just struggled last week against the Dolphins because of the weather delay, but I felt like the whole game they didn't look very good. How healthy is Mariota? If Mariota doesn't play, That's a lock.
Hey, Coach, I know you don't play like this, but is there any team that you're looking as a saver team? I know you don't save, and that's not your strategy.
Well, it used to be my strategy. I used to think, oh, save the good team. It's the dumbest thing because you save them, but then you don't use them because you're out.
Yeah, because you're out week two.
You're out week two.
Yeah.
So if you have a good team you're looking at, use them.
Yeah.
Like this week, I would love to use the Patriots, but they're at Jacksonville.
Correct.
That's a toss-up game to me. Because Jacksonville took them to the wire in the AFC Championship game last year in Foxborough. So why am I going to take a chance of New England on the road at Jacksonville against that defense? No, thank you. There's other games on the board that are a little more appetizing.
Did you see enough from the Ravens this week to classify them as a pretty good team?
No.
And would you pick them over the Bengals?
I picked them last week, so I can't pick them
again.
Oh,
right. That's right. I forgot about
that.
Because you changed last minute. And you tricked us all.
Minute.
Yeah.
No, I didn't
forgot
mean,
about that.
It wasn't a trick.
You tricked me for sure because you always play this game of like, hey, man, like, just tell me who you pick. I don't worry. I won't pick them. Don't worry. I won't pick them. Just tell me who you pick. And I don't like telling you who I pick.
I only tell you that after I've picked.
And that's what you said. I already picked. Don't worry. I already picked. I got my pick. And you had picked the Saints.
No, I'd already picked Baltimore.
No.
When I told you this. No, yeah.
Lunchbox, it was a week before your pick. And you said you picked the Saints. I have the text where you texted me and my buddy Isaiah.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Yes, you said the Saints.
But I had
to correct it. So, Coach, I'm telling you, when the Saints lost, I included you in that list. I didn't even look at the list of players.
That's okay.
I was like, dang, poor Lunchbox. Yeah. I don't even want to text him.
Yeah,
I didn't text you. Did you notice?
I got a lot of tweets from these people on the Sore Losers podcast.
Sorry, you're out.
Sore Losers Show Twitter saying, oh, Lunch lost his pick. I can't believe it. Week one.
Morgan, number two, have you looked at the schedule?
No.
Do you have it up right now?
No, where do I go?
Pull it up. Just Google NFL schedule.
Week two.
And then go to week two and take a look at it and tell us what you think.
Yeah.
All right. What am I guessing this time?
I like the Bills, though, dude. I like the Chargers over the Bills. I feel like all season long I'm going to be picking whoever's playing the Bills.
You just have to be a little cautious. This is my only warning, is when a West Coast team travels to the East Coast
and has a
noon start. That's 10 a.m. their time or 9 a.m., 3 hours difference. So
you always do that, and you talk about that when they play London.
Yes.
I've never seen that theory, you know, play out the way you say it is.
If you gambled more, you would.
Really?
If you gambled and paid attention to the numbers, it's tough.
It's that travel. That jet lag gets them.
It is that travel. It really is. It sets in. Sort of like another team I'm looking at to fade this week, bet against. Is the Seattle Seahawks, because they played in Denver.
Yeah.
They go back to Seattle, then they come to Chicago. So they're going back. That's a lot of travel. And that's why I was saying earlier in the podcast, I like the Eagles this week against the Buccaneers because they had 10 days to prepare. When you have 10 days, you get healthier, you're more rested, and time to implement some new things.
Morgan, too?
Yeah, I got my pick.
Who is it?
I'm going with Rams.
That's a great pick. Rams are playing the Cardinals.
Yep.
I don't even need to look at the schedule. See, this
terribly.
Is how much I look. I start looking at the schedule like, okay, let me see who I can pick. And I get all the games memorized by Wednesday. I try to at least. So, yeah, that's it.
That is a good pick, Morgan, number two.
Yeah.
Nice work. Yeah. All right.
And before we go, one of the funnier things I saw on the internet, the Pitt coach, I don't know if he's the tight end coach, what kind of coach he is, but they lost to Penn State this weekend. And so now he's staying at the office because he feels like he needs to get studying done. They said, so you've been here since Sunday morning. If you had one Saturday night, would you have still done that? I'd still be here. When I go home late at night, it's, honey, can you change the light bulb? Can you move this out to the garage? No, I don't want to change no light bulbs. I'm not moving nothing to the garage, so I don't go home. I don't have time to do that stuff. The honey to-do list is gone because I'm not there. This is my sanctuary right now. You got to try it. It will work.
I don't believe him.
What do you mean?
I think he's talking in game. He's not really. He's probably at home right now.
He probably
the light
ran
bulb.
Home after that. Like, I did a really bad interview.
I'm sorry.
Please don't watch it.
Yeah. You haven't been on the internet today, have you? Yeah. Okay. Good.
I mean, he's the tight ends coach. I'm not a. I was never a football player. Never played football. But
it's really shocking.
Does he really need to be studying that much just to be a tight end coach?
Probably not. Really. Like, what is he doing? You're right.
Like, I understand. Like,
go home, help your wife out, cook some dinner, put the kids to bed.
I understand if you're the offensive coordinator, you know, the head coach, defensive coordinator, you know, but you're just coaching a couple tight ends on running a couple routes. I mean, I guess.
Coach, he's full of it. I don't believe him.
He doesn't want to get nagged by his wife, but that's awesome. So,
yeah. All right, man.
Well, Happy hump day, guys. Happy hump
day. Yeah, is it just Wednesday?
It is just Wednesday, and hey, football's back tomorrow.
Ow!
You know who you got? Ravens at Bengals.
Yeah. I like the Ravens on that one. Although I do have AJ Green in one of my fantasy leagues, so come on, let's do it.
Well,
hey, thanks for listening to another episode of Sore Losers Podcast. Morgan, number two, thanks for joining us.
Yeah,
it was fun. Second round.
I mean, people are liking you on the show, so we may just replace you with Ray. Just kidding.
You mean replace Ray with her?
Yeah.
Replace, what did I say?
You said, we may replace you with Ray. Well, yeah, because Ray's on the show.
Maybe I really meant that.
Ray's better.
Subliminally meant that. So, all right, Morgan, number two, thank you for being here. Appreciate it.
Yeah, it was fun.
Did you have fun?
Yeah, it was always fun. Okay. Always fun hanging out with you guys.
And if you don't remember anything from this show, just remember, Morgan, number two, will for sure pee out her nose over poop out her name.
Yes, always.
And go vote in the pool. In the pool.
And what's your Twitter, Morgan, number two?
Webgirl Morgan.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, thanks for listening. We will see you tomorrow. And
wait, Sore Losers Show on Twitter.
Yep, Sore Losers Podcast on Instagram. And we're out. Oh, what?
Don't forget to subscribe and rate us. Wherever you listen to podcasts, please subscribe and rate us.
Hey, we're going to get this one day.
Yeah.
All right. Ready? 1, 2, 3. And.